Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 26th of August. US President Trump last night issued a letter declaring that Fed Governor Cook had been fired. The legality of this is disputed. The attempt is completely unprecedented. In the context of recent comments from Trump, whether or not the president believes the action to be justified is irrelevant. Investors cannot but conclude that this is a planned assault on the independence of the Federal Reserve. There are obstacles to this. Trump has already appointed a majority of the Board of Governors, including, of course, the chair, and the Fed's policy has been independent until now. If the dismissal holds up in the courts, the Senate does have to confirm a successor. The FOMC contains regional Fed presidents who can strive for an independent policy. Faith in these checks may limit the negative market reaction in the near term, but it does seem that the Fed has become the next target in scapegoat economics. Scapegoat economics relies on presenting a deceptively simple cause to complex economic disruption and anxiety. The narrative is that everything is going wrong because of that group over there. It is nearly always untrue. Early in the life of the current US administration, foreigners were very clearly the scapegoats, hence the trade tax policies. There were indeed more threats of trade taxes from the US overnight. But having implemented broad trade taxes, foreigners have now become more difficult to blame. To say economic uncertainty and weakening activity is still the fault of foreigners is to admit that trade taxes don't work to solve economic insecurity, and like any tax hike, are in fact a negative for economic activity. The Federal Reserve provides another captivating scapegoat for economic problems. Most US voters don't really understand the function of the central bank, but they know that they like paying lower interest rates. As the narrative becomes higher unemployment, higher inflation, lower growth are all the fault of the Fed, the idea of political control of the Fed becomes a populist rallying cry. If the Fed has become the next scapegoat, it is likely to remain under attack for as long as the US economy continues to deteriorate. Scapegoat economics nearly always makes things worse, because things in economics are not so simple that they can be reduced to a single social media post. The perception of a challenge to the Fed's independence is likely to produce higher real long-term interest rates, higher inflation, less investment, and more fiscal problems, as well as continuing to erode the role of the dollar in international finance. Meanwhile, in France, Prime Minister Bayrou has called a vote of confidence in a couple of weeks' time. Opposition groups from the left to the far right have said that they will vote against the government. Political uncertainty has increased bond yields in France, reflecting, of course, concerns about the fiscal position. However, with the European Central Bank definitely independent, there's little prospect of any impact on inflation expectations or a need for an inflation uncertainty risk premium. On the data calendar, we have the release of preliminary durable goods orders from the United States for July. These are official, but can currently be presumed to be produced in a politically neutral fashion. Capital goods, representing aspects of investment, are something of a focus given the impact of uncertainty in this area. The UK's British Retail Consortium's shop price inflation was a little lower than expected, the main positive coming from food prices. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.